We welcome into the media center Mark Martin, winner of today's race, driver of the number 32 Dollar General Chevrolet, and crew chief Trent Owens. Some notes of interest. This is Mark's 49th victory in 231 NASCAR Nationwide Series races. He is the seventh oldest driver to win a Nationwide Series race. This is his 96th National Series win, his first victory and first top 10 of 2011, his fourth victory and sixth top 10 finish at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So talk to us a little bit about the race today, Mark, and those last few laps.
At the start of the race, we were really, really loose, and Trent and the Dollar General guys made the car better on every stop. And on the last stop, the car was actually really, really good. Trent made a great call to come in and get our service there at that last caution. And put us in position. We only had really one chance to win the race, and that was to make it on fuel. And some of the guys in front of us, not. Now, what we managed to do is pass all the guys that were on our fuel strategy but one. And when I caught Brad, I realized that it was going to take all the gas I had to get by him because he wanted to race. And it wouldn't do us any good to run out of gas. So I decided that we still have one chance to win here, and that is to make sure we make it on fuel. So Trent gave me great information, and I managed to really back off the throttle, and had to wait and see if Brad would make it or not. And that was going to be the determination, because I just didn't feel confident that I could save enough gas to make it and passing both. So, it worked out for us today. It was a great team effort. It was great to see Trent get a win. He's been so close so many times, has such great race cars, and Turner Motorsports is doing so much good work, and very impressive, and I wanted to get in there and be check them out this year and be a part of it. And it was a real special win for us. It looked like Brad wound up having a tire problem, so he probably had enough gas to make it. But we got her back to the start finish line first, and that's who gets the trophy.
We'll open it up for questions for Mark and Trent. Please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. Lee Spencer.
Lee Spencer, Fox Sports. Describe that miraculous save you made there in the closing laps. It was pretty stout.
You saw one. I saw 10. I don't know which one you're talking about. I swear, and I'm not being a smart aleck. I mean, I don't even know which one.
It looked like you bounced off the wall.
I did bounce off the wall. Yeah, but that was not even near as close as some of the other ones. We were really loose at the beginning and a lot of times in the race. But we were lucky that we were on the outside of Elliott, and Elliott thought he was clear me and moved me up into the fence, and luckily it just got the fence with the right rear, and that kind of changed the tone of our race right there, or I thought it may have, and it put us in a different mindset for Trent to go after his strategy that he did. And all things have to work out just exactly the way they do in order for them to work out the way they do, and sometimes a little misstep is the one thing that gives you the win. Who knows? But I had a lot of saves today.
Any other questions for Mark? Reed?
Yeah, Reed Spencer with Sporting News. Mark, at one point today, Kyle had a 10-second lead. Looked like he might be on the way to number 45. Instead, you're at number 49. Can you just talk a little bit about widening that gap on him for the career wins?
It's pointless to really talk much about that streak. Kyle will pass me, probably by mid-season, and that will be that. It's been a good ride, and Jack Ingram was the man when I was coming, and you know, that record is going to fall soon. And I'm sure it will fall this year, you know, based on the incredible job they do. And it is what it is. We got us another trophy. That's all I care about. I don't care how many I ever won before. You know, this is the one that's special because this one's today.
Yes, sir, right. We'll get your microphone.
And more importantly than me, you know, this is Turner's and Trent's first win. You know, that's the coolest. And the last time we won here, it was Dale Jr.'s and as well. So, you know, those are the kind of milestones that I look at with pride.
Jeff Wolf, Las Vegas Review Journal. Mark, how many nationwide races do you plan on running this year?
Right now we have three more on the schedule.
All with Turner?
Yes, all with Trent and Turner Motorsports.
Thanks.
I think Dollar General as well, yeah, 32 car.
Mike Kimbrough right back here on the left.
Mike Kimbrough, speed.com. Trent, Mark mentioned that this is your first win. At what point did you know about the 22's tire problem, and how did you feel at that point realizing you're probably going to win a race for the first time?
Well, we had when I was with Braun Racing, we actually did win with Dave Blaney once in Charlotte. So, but this is Turner's first win. I thought I used all my luck up that night in 07, but luckily enough, Mark come through for us. But, yeah, it's you know, we thought the 22 was out of gas. Only after the race did I find out he actually had another problem. You know, we could obviously see him slowing up. You know, and then my heart started beating about 100 miles a minute down the backstretch. But we made it back. That's what counts. When everybody reads everything, we're the winner.
Jenna, up here at the front.
Jennifer, AP. Mark, this is your fourth win in six nationwide races here. What is it about Vegas that you do so well? And if you could talk a little bit about Danica. She finished fourth today, the highest finish by a woman. Just the progress she's made, awesome. In your opinion.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. Certainly saw great run last week at Phoenix as well for her, and I'm really happy for her. That's fantastic. I have run good here in the past. I don't remember the circumstances of the other wins, but we've run really strong. Today, this was a culmination of strategy and experience. A lot of things. I could, you know, I Alan Gustafson and Sunshine Chris Eroy are, you know, really taught me how to save gas, and so they deserve some of that credit too. And Trent was a great communicator today. First time working together, and we communicated very well, and I thought we did very well. He has a very strong race team there. Back when I raced nationwide, we didn't have quite the depth in the race teams that these guys have now, and so it was really a great experience this weekend to work with them. So, you know, it's just there's a lot of things that go into. I've lost a lot of races the same way, you know, that this one turned out good for us. So, you know, I can't gloat. If Brad hadn't had a tire problem, he looked to me like he was going to win. So all I could do is make sure that I didn't run out of gas, because I knew we wouldn't win if we did that.
Okay, we'll take a question back here. Again, if you have a question for Mark or Trent, please raise your hand.
Hi, Mark. Tom Zaleski, the Spectrum of St. George, Utah. You're on the three-year plan, it looks like. Last three trips here, you've won 05, 08, and now. You think you want to be back here in 2014 and win again, or do you think you can win it here again sooner than that?
Can we go to the next question? That's a long time from now.
This is a weird striking stat. really, it was a weird striking stat that just stood out, that's all.
You know, I'm just, right now, I'm thinking so far out in front of me, tomorrow. That's way out there, tomorrow. So that's what I'm thinking about now, so.
Any other questions for Mark or Trent? Okay, congratulations again, guys. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.